welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Ezekiel. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
The book of Ezekiel. And Ezekiel, he lived around about 600 years before Christ. He went in the second deportation of Judah, the second captivity, the second load into Babylon, 597 B.C. And tonight I want to look at Ezekiel's call and Ezekiel's commission. When God called this man Ezekiel to be a prophet. Last week we looked at chapter 1 and we looked at the man Ezekiel, and we're going to start tonight looking at his call and looking at his ministry. The name Ezekiel means God strengthens. God strengthens. And it was a reminder to Ezekiel as well as to the nation of Judah that God is the one that can strengthen you regardless of what you are going through. Sometimes when we are going through things in life, we want to call on different individuals, but really God is the one. He's the source of our strength. Let's look at Ezekiel's call. And I want tonight to look at five things about Ezekiel. First of all, we see Ezekiel received God's call in his life. Look at verse number 1 of chapter 2. It says, then, somebody say then. Then, well, then is a conjunction word. It links. It's just like and then. So in order for you to know the context of the matter, you have to back up, don't you? If somebody started a sentence and said, and we went over to so-and-so house. Well, you don't know what happened before that, because they just say, and we went over to so-and-so house. You could say, you know, we left the schoolhouse and we went over to Betty Sue house. You know, now that makes a lot of sense. You put it in a context. And so when we back up, remember in verse 28, Ezekiel have a vision of God. Verse number 28 of chapter 1, it says, as the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the what? The glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking to me. He said, I saw the glory of the Lord and I heard a voice speaking to me. Well, what did the voice say? Then he said. So Ezekiel seen a vision of God. Then he heard the voice of God. Then he said, who's the he? God. Then God said to me, son of man, stand on your feet that I may speak with you. Sometimes God is telling a man, stand up like a man and let's talk. That's kind of what God is saying. Stand up like a man. You know, that's really what us men need to do today. We need to stand up and let God speak to us and quit rolling around and in the mud and the mire of life and complaining. about how bad our situation is and how bad people's situation is and how bad things are. Stand up and let God talk with you. If you always complaining, it's because you looking at the bad news rather than looking at God who can bring you some good news. As a matter of fact, whenever I start complaining a lot, I have gotten too involved in the work. Or I done got too involved in the world. One of the two. I done got so focused on them people and them down there at the church, the work. Or I done got so focused on what folks are doing out there in the world, I done lost sight of God. Because whenever you put God in the mix, then whatever you're going through at the church, them people, them is under God's control. I ain't worried about them people, them. Hello, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say the people, them. Amen. And whatever I see going on out there in the world, I ain't getting all worried. God has got that under control. Yeah, I know somebody. So I'm not worried about what happened at work or what's happening in the world because I know somebody and I've been talking with somebody. As a matter of fact, if you go around complaining, that's an indicator that you ain't been praying. You're either going to be praying or complaining, but you're not going to do both. Oh, let's go a little bit further. The Lord said, he said, son of man, stand on your feet that I may speak with you. And as he spoke to me, the spirit entered. Somebody say entered. Entered me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me. Then he said to me, son of man, I am sending you to us, the sons of Israel, to a rebellious people who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. And I'm sending you to a stomach of not children. And you shall say to them, thus said the Lord God, as for them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious house, they will know that a prophet had been among them. And you, O son of man, neither fear them, nor fear their words, through thistles and thorns are with you, and you sit on scorpions. Neither fear their word, nor be dismayed at their presence, for they are a rebellious house. Look what God's saying. He said, don't be scared of them now. He said, because they're rebellious folks. Amen. Amen. Now think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Whenever God raised up a prophet, it was because folks weren't listening. Hello, somebody. I always call the prophet God's deputy sheriff. God is sending the sheriff out now. And because God gave the people the law. And because they weren't obeying the law, God sent out his sheriff. Yeah. It's just like Matt Dillon. When you came to Dodge City and you messed up Dodge City, even though you may, you know, messed up Miss Kitty's saloon and you jumped on your horse and you ran on out of town, Matt didn't let you just get away with that. You just couldn't come to Dodge City and break the law and think you're going to ride off into the sunset. He coming after you. And that's what God would do with the prophet. The prophet would come after you. You done broke God's law. God said he'll send his prophet out after you. So these modern day prophets that's coming to you, they ain't coming like God's prophet. Hello, somebody. See, the modern day prophets come to you and want to grease you up with some oil and say, you know, you're going to be blessed in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. You know, they want to walk down the aisle and they want to prophesy that you're going to get a husband and going to prophesy that you're going to get you a wife and going to prophesy that, you know, you're going to get a bigger house and a bigger car and all of that. You can't find that in the Bible. Show me one of God's prophets that went around doing that kind of foolishness. You know, God's prophets, when he showed up like Marshall Dilla. You got to get in line with the law. And he even showed up talking to the preachers. Because most of the time, the preachers had gotten out of line. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. And so God is raising up Ezekiel. And so Ezekiel received God's call. He received God's call in his life. Verse 7, but you shall speak my word to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. Now, you son of man, listen to what I'm speaking to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I'm giving you. Then I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was in it. And when he spread it out before me, it was written on the front and on the back. Isn't that something? God said, I ain't wasting no paper. Written on it was lamentations and mournings and woes. What three things was in the book? What is lamentations? What? A lot of crying. What is mourning? Sorrow, particularly over death. Lamentation, a lot of that, my house is gone. Mourning, my husband gone. That's right, my husband gone. Amen. My children gone. And then, whoa, I'm about gone. Yeah. Do you see that? That's one of these, whoa, wow. Amen, 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 amen. So now notice now, who was Ezekiel and what was, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's just stop right there and look at how he received this call, and now he's receiving the word. Verse chapter 3, then, somebody say then. You're going to see a lot of thens in Ezekiel. You're going to see a lot of ands and thens, because when God started working in your life, it's a continual story. Hello, somebody. How many of you know once you start giving out your testimony, it looks like it goes on and on? As a matter of fact, every day with Jesus is a journey. He done something today. See, don't think God has to do something spectacular. That's why Dad and them taught us to pray. You know, you need to pray, thank you, Lord, for protecting us from the seen and the unseen danger. We thank you. Amen. And I didn't understand that when I was a little boy, you know, the seen and the unseen. But now I understand. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. You know, sometimes me and my wife, we'd be driving, and we can pull out. Like the other day, we was at a red light, and a person turned. That was the day. We were at a red light, and a person turned. It was a double turn. You know how you got two turns? You got the left lane turning. That's the inside lane. And then you got your right lane turning. The lady turned in the inside lane, the left lane, but she turned all the way over to the right and cut the lady off. And I said, she didn't even see what she done. She didn't even think twice about what she done. She was getting ready to be killed and didn't even know it. Getting ready to get ran over and didn't even know it. See, just because somebody didn't blow at you today don't mean that you was driving safe. You could have done cut somebody off, and the angel stepped right in there and said, wait a minute, I don't want this car to hit you just yet. Amen. Let's give them another chance here. Amen. 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 So there's a lot of things that happens that we don't really even know about, but God know about. Look what he tells Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. He says, so let me finish verse 1. Then he said to me, son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he fed me this scroll. And he said to me, son of man, feed your stomach and fill your body with this scroll which I'm giving you. Then I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. Isn't that something? Then, somebody say then. Then he said to me, son of man, I said, yes, sir. He said, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. Now listen, oh man, I wish I had all the preachers here tonight. This is how you preach. Folks ask, how do you preach? This is how you preach. You go and you just get filled up with the word of God. See, you get yourself empty first, and then you get yourself filled, and then you preach yourself empty. See, you pray yourself up, and you read yourself full. You read until you can't read no more, and then you preach yourself empty. You see that? Do you see that? You read as much as you can. My wife can tell you, 5 o'clock, Saturday, I shut it down. I don't want to go nowhere. Don't want to do nothing. I just want to read, meditate on my sermon and pray. Just read and pray and just read and pray. I got to get pregnant. That's what he told Ezekiel. Y'all be thinking I just be coming up with phrases. No, 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 no. You got to get pregnant. You got to get pregnant. You got to get pregnant with this Bible. Yeah, see, I done saw preachers go off on people up there in the pulpit, lose the train of thought, cause the door slam, the baby crying. Shut them babies up in here. Get the babies out of here. That's because they ain't prayed up. And they didn't get filled up. They didn't get pregnant. Because, brother, when you done got prayed up and you done got filled up, man, the only thing on your mind is delivering this baby. That's all that's on your mind is getting this baby out of you. I mean, the roof can be falling in, but you got to get the baby out of you. Hello, somebody. Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of times, particularly when we was in that lit church over there, you could always hear that door, boom, boom, because we didn't have no foyer. Hello, somebody. Amen. So when you opened the door, you was right in the church. You was in the church. Amen. So if you didn't have your wig together, you know, before you opened that door, it ain't getting together. Because you in the church now. Amen. Amen. And that door would become a pop, 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 pop. But that didn't bother me. Because I'm prayed up and I done read up. And now, you know, I'm just trying to get this. I'm trying to get, you know, get all of this out of me. Amen. But if you ain't prayed up, little things can bother you. Folks walking around here and they ain't dressed right can bother you. Why they showing up? See, you ain't got no business seeing all that. When you prayed up, God kind of just blind you to a lot of stuff that goes on. You are so into the spirit that you don't see a lot of stuff in the flesh. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, sometimes I can walk in this church on a Sunday and I can see stuff that started. Now, why they put that there? Now, they left this out. They didn't have. And I said, let me go on back to the office and pray. That's what I need to do. I need to go on back and pray because my mind done got focused on the wrong thing. Amen. Brother Charles, to get that trash right there. Ain't no sense in me looking at that trash. God has got somebody else that's going to do that. And I go on back to the office and pray. By the time I come back out, somebody done got that. You see what I'm saying? I need to be focusing in on having that baby this morning. I got to have a baby. Amen. I got to deliver. I got to just work on my delivery. Amen. See, that's the delivery room up there for the preacher. That's the delivery. Y'all didn't know that, did you? That's the delivery room. I'm going to the delivery room. Amen. Amen. And we're reading this right out the Bible, aren't we? Amen. It's right in and say, fill your stomach up. That's why, you know, we used to have the Bible covenant. And there was a part in the Bible covenant where we would say, my mind is made up. My heart is fixed. My spirit. See, when you preach, you got to come from your spirit. You can't be coming from your head. You come from your head, you're going to lose it. You'll lose your train of thought. You're trying to come from your head. But you can walk and talk when it's down in your spirit. Amen. God can give you an illustration and you can go and demonstrate it a while and come right back to your sermon and stuff because it's in your spirit. That's what you want. You got to preach from the spirit because wherever you preach from, that's where it's going to hit the people. If you preach one of these intellectual sermons where we want to talk about the hypostatic union or something like that, that's all you're going to feed. It's just going to hit them in the head, and they're just going to, the hypostatic union of Christ, what's the hypostatic? Well, that's what you was talking about, the hypostatic. Amen. Amen. Or if you hit in the heart on the emotional level, you're just going to get an emotional sermon, and everybody's just going to get all happy and hollering and everything, going to go home and on an emotional high, and they're going to say, ooh, we had good church, and they're going to say, well, what did they talk about? Say, I don't know, but it was really good. Amen. But boy, if he preached from the spirit, you'll find yourself up here at this altar. You didn't even plan on coming up here and repenting of your sins. You didn't even plan on joining church. You didn't plan on making a rededication. But something hits you in the spirit. And that's what we want. We want the spirit. A lot of folks say, well, Pastor, I mean, the folks, they're going to listen to you preach that hard when it's from the spirit. Now, if it's just me preaching, no, they ain't gonna listen. But if it's from the spirit is like a magnet. It draws. See, the scripture says no man can come unto the Father except the spirit. So I want it all to be the work of the spirit. I don't want it to be my intellect. I don't want to try to fix it on the emotional level. I just want to come from the spirit. Hey, I ain't trying to be a cute preacher. I ain't trying to be, you know, trying to mimic a Martin Luther King or somebody. I'm just coming, you know, natural. Amen. I'm coming Tim Wilbert live. That's what I'm doing. Amen. I ain't trying to be nobody. I ain't trying to impress nobody. Amen. I ain't no imitator. That's right. I'm not no imitator. This is the originator.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.